Presenting CMB Classics, Volume 2, Man Man and the Packouts.
I've never been so much on blood. Ease up.
I'll be gripping bang truths for all my life.
The world is yours. DJ World Premier, the Boy Wonder, Young Scoliosis, Smothered Pork Chops on a Bed of White Rice with Heavy Pepper, your fave pod could never. It's the German Bomber, the Pod Father, Richard Zandy. Ladies and gentlemen, I am joined tonight by the most critically acclaimed host, okay? Critically acclaimed host. They love him in these streets. They love him at the corner store, you heard me? We got Staten Ahead with me. We got Dad Hat Daddy with me. Chicago's ACLs, straight from the Windy City. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. He is the leader of growth and development.
Man, would you stop?
On your favorite block. Young Fried Okra. Boo Wop is with me, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, man, you gonna stop with leadership, bro. Hey, don't stop. I'm cool. I'm not associated like that anymore at all on no level, man.
I just mean that you're the leader of growth and development for all of the youth in your city.
Fuck that. Hell no.
No YSL.
No.
You know what I'm saying? No Rico.
No. That's definitely Big Rico.
Big Rico. On Larry. Larry.
Oh, what you mean? I'm cool. I'm not trying to be nowhere near old man. You feel me? Let the old man home. Free Larry Hoover. But like, nah, man, I'm cool on that. But no, man. What's up, man? It's been, 2 weeks, man, you know?
It's been two weeks. Last time we was here, we was talking about Father's Day.
Yeah.
Shit, Juneteenth done passed. Yeah, but the most important day in June is coming.
What day is that?
Oh, that's WAP Day.
Shit. Yeah. You feel me? That's tomorrow. WAP Day, you feel me? Little WAP Day was on June 19th, actually. You feel me?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Damn, y'all niggas got birthdays that close?
Yeah.
Niggas is fighting for cake in the house, you hear me?
I took that little nigga to Hooters, you know. let them see the Hooters.
Okay, okay, respectable. That's, listen.
You feel me? You feel me? My little man's getting up though.
Rite of passage. Mm-hmm. Now, did he pull any numbers?
Nah, he was on some trying to get me a bitch, and then talking about some dad. She's bad. You should talk to her. I'm like, bro.
Look, I like a good wingman.
Yeah. He be trying to snap. You know what I'm saying? She was bad on my life. Shout out to, I can't remember her name, but shout out to her, though. She was bad.
Shout out to Shorty in the orange shorts.
On my life.
In the tight tank. Shout out to Shorty in the orange shorts in the tight tank.
Definitely tough. But, yeah, we did the Hooters joint, and then we did Bad Boys. Yeah, it was a decent night. You feel me?
Was it fire? Was Bad Boys fire?
Oh, you ain't see it yet?
Nah, but spoil it, because I done seen it on the internet.
Oh, yeah. It perfect way to end it, bro. If you ask me, they perfect way to end that movie. Like, the play off of how they, you know, brought Will's son back into the fold was because they was basically trying to set up the Cap. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they said he was dirty.
Yeah, saying he was dirty. And of course, they trying to prove his innocence. But the daughter, the Cap got a daughter. She like a motherfucking, she a marshal. And she already, like, really don't fuck with them like that too tough because of how everything went down when she found out that, you know what I'm saying, that the dude was Will's son, Mike's son, Mike Lowry's son. She told Mike, like, yeah, I'm going to kill your boy if he had anything to do with this. Like, she owned that with him. So, it was crazy. It was like a crazy plot twist, though. Like I said, because the nigga Martin had a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? That's how he found out he had thing. Like, he had a fucking dream. The Cap come to him in the dream. Like, yeah, it's going to be some shit to go down. And it was just crazy. Like, basically, the cartel tried to set the Cap up. The only motherfucker that could ID the dude that had something to do with it was the son. So they had to go get the son. But dude got, he's so connected and shit. He know they every move and shit. Like, so he always one step ahead of their ass. And then, you know, just some Martin and Will shit. They had to get one step ahead of him to close the deal out. That's all.
Yeah, I seen fucking Reggie going crazy.
Oh, Reggie was the star of the movie, low key. Will's son cold too though. Like Will, like everybody saying, like they probably gonna try to bring another one with Will's son and Reggie like partners or some shit. But that'd be doing way too fucking much if you ask me. Like way too much. Cause Reggie don't talk at all in none of these movies. Now you finna give him full talking scenes? Like it'd be crazy. Like I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna play out.
Yeah, but he definitely had a key ass moment in that bitch. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like Martin and Will trying to prove the Cap innocent wind up becoming fugitives, trying to go get the son from jail, even though it was approved, but. These niggas one step ahead of their ass, so they hijacked the plane and basically made it look like Will and them crashed the plane to break the son out of jail type shit. So they goddamn it, they just they watching all they spots. The nigga Will get married. See, like the shit is crazy. The plot, all this shit was crazy. Like in the beginning, Will get married. Martin has the heart attack at Will wedding. You hear me? And then like shit. I'm talking about Will and Martin, like, yeah, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Marcus and Mike. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking he finna marry the chick from part 3. The little Mexican bride that was like the task force. No, he marries his physical therapist.
Oh, whole new bitch.
Whole new bitch. She tough, too, though. She tough.
That's very Mike Lowry of him.
It definitely was. But Shorty in the movie too, though. So I'm trying to figure her angle the whole time. She talking to the incumbent mayor dude, like he supposed to be the next mayor for Miami. But he in on the shit with the captain them shit. That's how he in the loop because she over them. She the captain, basically. She got the cap job. So she be like knowing all the, you know what I'm saying, all the, she the number one chick at the Miami department type shit. Like, you feel me? She cap. So that he using her, though, the mayor dude, he using her, she don't know it type shit. That's how she came. That's why I'm trying to figure. I'm like, damn, I'm thinking like maybe she didn't want to be in the movie. But then when I instantly see her at the wedding, I'm like, oh, it's going to be something to that. Because ain't no way she like, oh, I'm glad to see you finally grew up, Mike. He like, yeah, you know, I took a little time. She's like, you're fucking 50. Like, about time, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was decent, man. Then this nigga Bart had a heart attack. And like I said, bro, it was just basically them trying to prove the captain's innocence, the whole movie and shit like that. Like, it was crazy. Dude, I can't think of that actor name, but he a cold-ass actor. He snapped, though. Like, he's the bad, like, the real bad guy in that bitch. He snapped. He was, like, some ex-military motherfucker, though, but he was, like, a CIA operative and shit like that, so they ain't had no fingerprints on the nigga. They barely, that's how they couldn't ID him. But he had ties to the cartel. So once they figured him out, once the son ID'd him, it was cracking. Shit, that shit, I ain't gonna lie, man. That movie was actually pretty good. I was getting a lot of mixed reviews. So when I went in there, I'm thinking like, man, he's probably just gonna be goofy. And then the nigga Reggie snapped. That damn near just took the movie to another level. Like, oh, he just snapped. He went in that bitch and handled business. I'm talking about he killed like 9 people.
I've seen that shit. It was more like 15.
It might have been.
It was more like, it was double digits for sure.
Bro, he snapped. That nigga snapped. I ain't gonna lie. That nigga snapped.
He locked them hoes up in the pantry and he got the business with the Glock.
Oh, my mama. He was
and that only boy. The Glock. Like, the nigga...
And that bitch hiding in corners, sneak attack. Huh? I'm like, damn. Martin, like, God damn, you see that, man? You see that? Like, that shit was lit. I ain't gonna lie, that was lit. But Will's son a beast too. That nigga cold.
He cold. Yeah, Will's son was nice in the last joint. I think that was like the saving grace for the last movie. So I knew he was gonna show up in future joints. And then after I seen and heard about what Reggie did, I was just like, oh, that's the new spinoff right there.
That's like, man,
we finna turn this shit into a Mission Impossible type franchise. Like, if you go back and look at the Tom Cruise Mission Impossibles, it's different niggas around them every movie. The only staple is Ving Rhames, who I don't think he was in the last one, but Ving Rhames has been in, I think, all of them but one. And then the nerd nigga in the chair who didn't show up until like movie number 4. But like, is he be with different super agents every movie. And like, I like that shit because they mix it up. But Tom Cruise is the draw. You feel me?
Right.
So with Bad Boys, Martin and Will going to be the draw in the future of the franchise, but they can take a lesser role because them niggas doing extreme action scenes,
it's unrealistic.
Very much so. So,
let's Will was overly steel cold in this bitch. Like, I'm like, man, come on, G, this nigga 50 years old. Then he be having panic attacks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, The nigga Marcus, he said, he slapped the shit out of it. He said, we can't have that shit right now. I need Psycho Mike. I need you right now. Get off that shit. Because he was having them bitches all throughout the movie. He couldn't take out the sniper. No, I mean, like, he couldn't do shit.
Yeah, Chris Rock felt the way. Chris Rock felt the way. I read the report on that shit this afternoon. I was just like, really, Chris Rock? Like, the movie is doing good, and you got the nerve to sit up here and bring yourself into the mix. Like, don't nobody care what Chris Rock think at a time like this?
Man, hey.
Chris but Rock. I will say one thing that I'm happy about. I bitched about the press, the amount of press these niggas was doing the week that the movie came out. They was everywhere. Nigga was on Hot Wings. He was on Breakfast Club. He was on Ebro in the morning show. They was on Angela Lee shit. They like they anybody who has a media outlet, Will and Martin was there everywhere. Well, the movie been out for what, 2-3 weeks?
At least.
These niggas are still doing the promo tour.
True.
I'm still seeing these niggas pop up at radio stations, different spots, different content creators, different content houses. And niggas, and you know it's new footage because niggas is just like, yo, did you think you was going to do these numbers? Yo, first week numbers. What y'all think about it? Y'all happy with the first week numbers? Y'all happy with the reviews? And I'm like, golly, why is these niggas still doing promo runs? Because it looks more authentic and it keeps you from having that drop off.
I was going to say, yeah, you got to get all the money you can because, like, this a we all know, like, this a microwave society, bro. And they making movies constantly, bro. Like, it's just like it ain't the same game no more. So you got to get that first month out the way because that's probably like the month you're going to make the most money off that movie.
They go digital after that. Yeah. After 4 weeks, it's going digital. Like the niggas that made Dune and they made their bread. Like they made 200, 300, 400 mil. Like 4 weeks after that shit came out, I was watching that shit in the crib.
Because Will probably getting more money than Martin to do this shit.
You know,
it's hard to say though. Like it really is because you can't do the movie without one or the other at this point.
It could be even, but I think Will is definitely the bigger draw.
Will Smith.
He definitely, but this is his first hit post Smack. So he still had a little stink on him. So he might have took the same money as Martin or a little less money than Martin because he still had the stink on him. Yeah, you won the award for King Richard, but in the same night, you smacked Chris Rock on TV in front of the hoes. That's going to affect your money in the future. You know what I'm saying? You look dangerous. You look dangerous. How are we gonna promote shit when niggas is gonna want to ask you about this smack? You know how we gonna promote it? We gonna sit your ass down with Martin. I've seen this nigga Will Smith talk about the most non-fucking Chris Rock related shit ever. Hey, tell me about the movie that you turned down that you regret. This nigga Will Smith sitting up there like, yo, I turned down The Matrix.
Oh, God.
What you mean you turned down The Matrix, Will? Well, I met with these two white guys, and they said, hey, we're going to do some stunts, and we got cameras, and you're going to jump in the air, and the cameras are going to surround you 360 and catch it in slow motion. And this nigga said, nope, no thank you. And then he seen Keanu Reeves doing that shit, and that nigga said, I was sick about it. But The Matrix, as delivered, was not The Matrix as they fucking tried to sell it to him.
No, they didn't. They ain't sell it to him right. He probably would have snapped in that shit as Neo.
Yeah. And what's another movie that you were surprised did good, Will? Pursuit of Happiness, because I did it with my son, and we had a whole bunch of kids trying to be my son, and none of the kids could do it, and my son was little, and he was just like, I could be your son. And, like, he's telling this fucking story, and I'm just like, that's the cutest shit ever, bro.
That shit dope, man.
But your son's a terrible actor. I seen After Earth.
That shit was pretty bad.
I synced it. You feel me? As a matter of fact, not only did I see it, I went to the movie theater and I saw it. And when the shit came out on DVD, I bought it, knowing that it was a bad movie.
I knew about it when I sent the Karate Kids. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, this,
oh, not this, the Karate Kids.
This ain't it.
With Jackie Chan.
My boo Taraji definitely saved the movie, but that wasn't it though, G.
Yo, go dig my nigga. Go dig my nigga, Mr. Miyagi, out the dirt, bro.
They bogus.
They should leave the classics alone, except for Ghostbusters. Y'all niggas are smoking this Ghostbusters shit.
I ain't seen the new Ghostbusters.
The new shit is fire. It's not as good as the last Ghostbusters that they made like a year or two ago. It's not as good as that, but for a sequel to that, it's pretty good. Like, niggas is catching ghosts with drones and remote control cars, and niggas souped up the Ghostbuster mobile. Like, so them little scenes is cool, you know what I'm saying? But they tried to introduce like 10 new characters, but it's only a 2-hour movie. So how are you going to care about 10 new characters in a 2-hour movie? You can't. Shit, I don't even know if I care about the niggas from the original joint. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Dan Aykroyd, that nigga old and fat. Bill Murray. And the black dude with the disrespectful mustache, the Black Cheeto, the original Black Cheeto. So, who knows, man? But, you know, niggas celebrating your, niggas getting ready to celebrate your birthday. What you got up on deck for the rest of the week?
Shit, really, supposed to be doing this little bi grill joint. I sent this shit on TikTok, actually. It looked like it's busting. They do a drunk bingo on Thursdays. And then, like, shit, food looks so fat. That's what made me really want to go. Like, damn, the food look good as hell. The vibe look lit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, oh yeah, this makes sense. You feel me? Do some shit like this right up the street local. And they got a little after joint spot next door where they do like different type of signature drinks and shit like that. So I'm gonna check them out. You know what I'm saying? Get a couple of guys. Not too major. I ain't, you know, we'll see what the night bring us, but type shit. But, you know, it's a Thursday, so I ain't really expecting too much. But Friday, I'm really winging this shit, really. Like, shit, I ain't really got nothing too planned right now, shit. I was thinking about, like, couple weeks ago, like just going to Vegas and some shit for like the weekend, but like I ain't even really like on that right now. Like, shit, I'm just chill out, cool out, man. It ain't even that serious, you know what I'm saying? It's more like, shit, my mind on some different shit right now, so like I ain't really overdoing it. You feel me? I'm gonna celebrate something slight, but you feel me? It ain't too serious.
You know my vibe. If you're going to Vegas, you got to go to the Sphere. That's all I'm telling everybody. Yo, if you're going to Vegas, go to the Sphere. It's a ticket, but it's worth it. You know, for some good seats, it might be $180. But the weed legal out there, so go off the strip, get some bud, some good bud, and fall through at the Sphere. And this shit is fire. It's a big ass interactive AI museum that you get to parlay in for 2 hours before the show start. Which is fire as fuck. So, yeah, you know, if you change your mind or if anybody listening, nigga, give out your Cash App. That's what you need to be doing. Put that Cash App out there. So niggas can bless you, because when this shit releases, it's going to be your birthday.
You say put that cash app out there.
Put that fucking cash app out there.
$Boosh89.
Y'all heard him? Y'all heard him?
I didn't. I said it too loud. You know what I mean? You know, you hear me.
Bless my son for his birthday. It's going to go towards a sack. It's going to go towards a bottle. It might go towards a young lady who's seeking tuition.
A beach. The triple B's.
She need books for summer school. You feel me? Like, come on.
I like it. Bag, bottle, books, bitches. I like it.
Fuck what the balls was doing. It's phobies, nigga.
Yeah, man. Your boy is shout out, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But nah, man. Like I said, it's more so just on some grown man shit, man. I done celebrated my B-days so many different type of ways, but it's just like this year I'm more some laid back shit. I ain't really trying to go too crazy. I ain't that serious right now, shit.
Well, it ain't that grown because I don't think at your age, I don't think you have the appropriate amount of linen suits like in your closet.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't think you got the appropriate amount of linen suits in your closet. You definitely don't have the short suit attire where it's like the shorts and the shirt match. You feel me? You ain't got that. I never, on my mama, I never seen you with the Gladiator 08s. You know what I'm saying? The leather sandals.
You never see me in them.
The Grill Master 12s? You ain't got none at the house?
Them like the moccasins folk. You feel me? Them Jesus Shuttlesworths. I'm cool on them.
Say he need arch support.
Man, I think about the old man. I used to see him with them joints on. Woo! Like, man, with the leather strap, two buckle.
Matt, that was sport mode. That was 80s and 90s sport mode. Now niggas is wearing Crocs.
Yeah, niggas wearing Crocs. You feel me? They more in tune for the time or whatever, more accepted. But man, bro, nah, I ain't retired yet. You feel me? If that's what the last statement it might have seemed like I was, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like next year gonna be something different. I'm more so like it's just more so a timing issue. Like I said, I ain't really want to overdo shit because I ain't really even have shit really planned for real. Like I wouldn't even really, you know what I'm saying? Even thinking about that, my mind in a different. Different mode right now, you feel me? But it's still like they gonna do something, you feel me? Motherfucker ain't gonna not celebrate that glow day. Motherfucker gonna do something. The guys already just they been hitting me. One of my homies, nigga, what we doing for your B-day? Nigga, you thought I forgot? Like, oh, okay, y'all already active this year, so we finna tee up a little bit. You feel me? Might tear down the city a little bit up until Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Something decent.
We're going to put something in that fun. We're going to have some fun. I know you in the Midwest, so y'all niggas are still surviving off of the vibe that K-Dot brought to you all.
Oh, that shit was litty.
The fucking West, bro. And that
bitch turned up on my life.
I watched this shit from start to finish.
I know you did.
You know I'm a West Coast nigga. You know my soul is reincarnated from a fucking Bompton banger.
This nigga said you know I'm a West Coast nigga.
I ain't been there, but my soul just knows that's home. That's the crib. You feel me?
Oh, my God.
I was in the crib with the Chuck Taylors on.
Nigga pushing, rolling over on Venice Beach right now, man. He hurt, man.
Nigga, I was in the crib with the Chuck Taylors on, some basketball shorts. I had the fucking Detroit black fitted. I was in the house talking like Doughboy from Boys in the Hood. Shut up, bitch. If God was a bitch, all y'all in here philosophizing and all that. If God was a bitch, it wouldn't be wars and stuff.
I'm dead. That was my shit.
Yeah, I was in here. Hey, Trey, I know why you got out that car the other day. Like, I was in the crib. I was in the crib going through all the emotions. Crib walking with my Chucks on and my basketball shirts. You know how we do it? And that shit was just, it was live from start to finish. The hypest moment before K-Dot got on there. Of course, when Dom Kennedy got up there, slept on 100%. That shit was cool. YG came through. That shit was cool. A lot of the lower tier LA rappers was cool. Problem. Oh my goodness. When Problem came up there, the nigga changed his name, Jason Taylor or some shit. When that nigga came up there, what? Fire. And K-Doc just killed shit. He killed shit. The set list was fire. I want y'all to all go back and watch that shit on Amazon. It was just like when the nigga was doing Good Kid, Mad City. He got a red hoodie on, but the way they was doing the light tricks and the camera optics, the fucking hoodie was turning red to blue, just like cop lights, and it was like boom, 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 and niggas about to have seizures. And then, you know, Schoolboy Q came through, J-Rock came through, Absol came through, Black Hippie. It was fire.
Man, like, that was dope to see, but some people saying that shit was like, I don't know, like, I don't want to say it is, because, like, it was so disrespectful in this beef to one another. Everybody saying like it was an industry stunt. I ain't gonna say everybody, but I just seen like some TikTokers make it seem, come up with this theory, right? Like that Drake and Kendrick like in on it.
Together.
Because Kendrick is riding the fuck out this wave. This is crazy to see. The They Not Like Us shit, bro, like, that's an anthem right now. And it's a diss song to one of the biggest rappers in the game. Call that man a pedophile on the song.
Frequently.
Wop, that fucking mud.
I'm gonna do my stuff. Like, the nigga was dancing. The nigga did the Hotline Bling dance as he dissed the nigga who dropped Hotline Bling.
That is tough, bro.
Bro, don't use my moves against me. I know you watched WWF growing up. I watched WWF growing up. I never seen a nigga hit Hulk Hogan with a Hulk Hogan leg drop.
Hell no.
Never seen it in my life.
Hell no.
I never seen, besides Kane, I never seen a nigga tombstone the Undertaker.
Nope.
My move is my move, bro. That shit's sacred. That's an unspoken rule. Don't do my move on me. And when that nigga Kendrick did the Hotline Bling shit, the nigga didn't crack a smile. That nigga hat tilted at an 85-degree angle with the hoodie on it. The hoodie never budged from the hat. I don't know what kind of hair clips this nigga was using. I don't want to disrespect his game. But that shit wasn't natural. That shit was that shit was very much Super Saiyan. Like, this nigga, if this was anime, this nigga was Super Saiyan and Drake was Frieza. You feel me?
I feel you.
But it was a great show. It was a great show. I really think niggas did Not Like Us like 6 times straight. I could have did without like 3 of them.
That's what I mean. That's how they, damn, bro. They ride the fuck out this song, bro. This song is like that, bro. It's a super, it's like probably one of the best discs that I done heard in the last 15 years, bro.
I think there's recency bias.
No, from a marketing, I'm talking about, when I look at shit like that, I'm talking about from a marketing standpoint.
So you're just talking about a song, not a diss song, but just a song.
From a diss song that you can market the way he done marketed it.
Boo-wop, why do you do this to me?
Name me a diss song that's been this marketable, bro. Other than Drake shit.
I was going to say back to back, nigga.
But I don't know.
No. I mean, marketing wise, there is none. That's not a sneak diss. I'm not talking about the sneak disses that just so happened to climb up on the charts and niggas had to go to Rap Genius to see that it was a sneak diss. I'm talking about an overt diss. You feel me? Like, hey, there's no question who this nigga's talking. Hey, Baka's got a weird case. Why is he around?
Well, my mom.
And that's another thing. It was Baka's birthday the other day.
Damn.
No. Excuse me. It was Chubb's birthday the other day. But this nigga Drake is taking pictures with Chubb's and like putting them shits on Instagram. And I just went to the comments and it was just like, oh, that's the nigga getting your hand-me-downs?
Damn.
Drake. Aubrey. Mr. Graham. Never moved the gram. This isn't the time. It's the world is not yours, Aubrey.
It's yours.
It's not yours, Aubrey.
It's yours.
It might be.
Kendrick, Duckworth, Lamar is smoking on that Canadian gentleman in public view.
This is nasty. I'm not gonna lie.
And you know the shit that adds super insult to injury? This concert is on Amazon. So that means it's gonna be on Amazon. As long as Amazon is Amazon. You feel me? LeBron was there.
Everybody, G.
LeBron was dancing with a denim jacket on.
And Drake fuck with LeBron.
He used to.
He still do.
I don't know.
Hey, man, that'd be lame as hell.
Wow. If me and you was beefing, and LeBron is a mutual friend of both of us, and I see LeBron dancing at your concert while you're dissing me, you know what I'm going to say to LeBron? I'm going to text LeBron because that's the type of nigga I am. I'm going to text LeBron and I'm going to say, you pick a side, you better stay there. You feel me? Hey.
Hey, I feel you, but like, damn, though, like, it's just like, bro, like, for one, if you blind, you a hooping nigga. This is some rap shit. You feel me? Like,
so you like, want the baller exemption?
I want to be able to listen to good music, man.
Nah. Let me tell you what, the exemptions only go for comedians. All right. That's why comedians can get on stage and make jokes about cancer. Comedians can still call people maggots with a capital F. Like, comedians can do a lot of shit that regular people can't do. Athletes do not have that exception.
But I'm saying, why not though, bro? Like this, like if I'm cool with both them niggas, if I'm LeBron, I'm cool with both y'all guys. Feel, even though I've probably been tighter with you through the years. Damn, I mean, him and Drake do got some shit though. He on the soundtrack for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Big up Bron all the time. I don't know. That is kind of tough though. I
never seen Kendrick do nothing for LeBron. I just know that LeBron plays basketball in LA. I know LeBron's job is in Kendrick's hometown. That's it. That's all. I never even seen Kendrick with a LeBron jersey on.
Facts.
So that's what I'm saying. It's just, guess who else was there? Russell Westbrook.
My nigga.
Russell Westbrook was up there.
They not like us. He was in that bitch. Crip.
That nigga was crip walking. He was clicking his heels together on some fucking Wizard of Oz shit. This shit was disgusting, G. Paul George.
That boy was...
YG. YG was up there in church shoes. I still can't break down the science of why this nigga's wearing church shoes, khaki pants, and a denim jacket. I don't know why that combination of fabrics goes together, but in LA, it seems to be a staple. Maybe I'm mature. Maybe I just can't dress. I don't like to mix my fabrics like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't mix my liquor. I don't mix my fabrics. Nigga, if it's cotton, it's cotton. 100%. We cotton all day, baby. If it's polyester, then it's a polyester shirt and some polyester pants. And I might get hot in the middle of your event and I have to go home. But I'm not mixing creased up Dickies, church shoes, the Stacey Adams joints with the square toes, not the pointy toes, but the square toes, and a hard Carl Kanai denim jacket. I'm not mixing that. Sorry. YG, you owe me a fade, bro. Come see me in public behind that. Catch me in the streets, YG.
Hey, man, they call that fashion nowadays, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, I'm unk. I'm still, like, white tee, clean pair of jeans, some fresh ones. I'm still him.
Oh, nigga, you're still in your hot boy era?
Hell yeah.
You're still in your fucking the block is hot era?
Hell yeah.
I'm not far from it. I've upgraded from the white tee to a cartoon graphic tee. And that's just how I give it up. I'm in the airport the other day. I got a Transformer shirt on. 41-year-old man with a Transformer shirt on. All the fucking other old men, they see me. Dude, that's a sick fucking shirt. Is that the Autobots logo, dude? Oh, that's fucking sick. Dude, that's fucking, oh man. That's fucking mint. Okay, dude? It's fucking mint. Dude, you want something to drink? You want something to drink, dude? Look, you like apple juice? It's on me, okay? My name's Kev. What's your name, dude? Fucking Autobot shirt. Look at my guy. Hey, Andrew. Look at this fucking Autobot shirt. And me, I'm just standing there like, yo, I'm just a grown man that's really a child with access to adult money. You feel me?
You're stupid.
I'm walking out the airport. I got my hoodie on. Blue hoodie. Pretty blue hoodie. Red Cobra logo on it from G.I. Joe. So it looks just like Cobra Commander type shit. Walking through the airport, white men whispering to their wives, babe, 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 look at the fucking black guy with the fucking Cobra hoodie on. Babe, babe, are you looking? That's what I fucking want. My fucking birthday is coming up, dude. Like, what the fuck, babe? Hey, hey, dude. Cobra, okay? You see me? Hey, Cobra. And I just throw the, I just, look, black fist. I got you, bro. Yeah, man, she won't let me fucking buy the clothes I want to wear. She says it's childish, man. How do you do it? How do you fucking do it, dude? Yeah, I got the Amazon link. You want me to, like, airdrop it to you? Like, what do you want me to do? Nigga, I got Thundercat shirts. Like, nigga, I've literally looked at my wardrobe. My closet looks like I'm still 12. And that's just past trauma. All the shit I couldn't buy when I was younger, I'm just buying it now because who gonna tell me no? I make the money. I got the debit card. Who gonna tell me no? The bank can't tell me no, nigga. I bought a car with a debit card. Niggas ain't fucking with me. Shout out to Kendrick. Shout out to the West Coast. They shot the video for it. I don't even give a fuck about the video. The nigga did the song 6 times in one concert. I never want to hear that song again. But guess what?
It's yours.
Y'all can enjoy it. It was a great song.
Wop, 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 wop.
Dot fucking up. Hey, I'm going to do my stuff. But we got the draft tonight, Wop. We got the draft tonight. I want to tell you this is probably, and I'm not being dramatic when I say this, this is probably the worst draft in what? Maybe whatever draft that was, Anthony Bennett came out. Just the worst draft since then.
That was a weak draft, Anthony Bennett draft, for sure.
Weak draft.
For sure. I cannot deny that. That was a terrible fucking draft.
Now, this one, it ain't terrible, but it ain't good either. The major storyline that everybody's going to run with, France. France has so many great players getting drafted. The French are coming back. Oh, look at what Victor Wembanyama did. He brought France to the NBA. Let me tell you right now, Atlanta, y'all drafted Zaire Richard. The nigga's gonna bust. Pause. Don't pause because it's Pride Month still, but do what you need to do about that. All right.
It's yours.
The Wizards drafted Alex Sarr from France also. I like the Rockets pick at 3. They got the young white boy from Kentucky, Reed Shepherd. The boy is a shooter. He gets active. He gets to the paint. He's got a floater. He can just create shots. But my only issue with Reed is he needs to put on some muscle. And when I say muscle, I'm not saying high school to rookie year Amari Stoudemire muscle, because that's like steroids and HGH, right? I'm saying Steph muscle. When Steph went from little skinny Steph to sneaky Diesel stuff. Because he had to run off the screens. He had to do a bunch of shit. And that nigga went to the gym and he got low biceps. He stopped playing defense too, but the nigga at least got a little bit more muscular so that he could do all his cool shit. I think Reed needs to do that, but I think he's in a great place in Houston because they got niggas that can jump out the gym. They got tall niggas. They got a super active point guard. I think for him being able to just create his own shot, be available mid-range, long range, I think that's helpful. Stephen Castle going to the Spurs at 4. And then the Spurs getting robbed from Kentucky at 8. As much as I talk shit about Pop on this pod, I talk shit about Pop a lot. Like, I've been listening back to old pods, and I was like, yo, did Pop steal one of your bitches? Like, why you be talking so much shit about Pop?
Oh, crap. You don't like Pop, though.
No, I don't. I don't like Pop. Like, fuck that nigga. I put him in the same bucket as Coach K.
Damn.
He couldn't adapt to Coach K couldn't adapt to the one and done. Pop can't adapt to players that are one and done because it's more work for him. When Pop used to get niggas that spent 2, 3, 4 years in college, it was less for him to have to develop. They saw the sneaky talent in the late 20s of the draft. They picked up the sneaky talent. They made the most of it. Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker. They made the most of these niggas. But when a nigga only played 1 year in college, it's hard to make the most of a nigga quickly. Tony Parker played soccer before he played basketball, just like Steve Nash. But Tony Parker had a longer runway because the league was a little bit more patient back then. It's not that patient today.
Or was his team patient with him? The Spurs is a growing. They'll keep you there. They'll let you grow in their system. But you got to be growing, though. And that's what Parker did. Ginobili did it. Only motherfucker that came and snapped day one was Duncan and Robinson.
That's it. But when they didn't give DeMar...
Even under Pop, really.
When they didn't give DeMar a chance, that let me know that Pop lost some of his magic.
What you mean?
Because look at what DeMar has done in the last 2 years.
The Spurs, you not finna do that, though. You're not finna be like, you know what I'm saying, a featured scorer there. Like, nobody has ever really done that.
Because we're besides so addicted to the system.
Yeah, but besides David Robinson, ain't nobody else even came close to averaging, like, over 25 for real. Yeah. Duncan had, like, 1 year where he averaged, like, 24, 25, and Kawhi had, like, 1 year there.
But that's what it is. It's hey, my system isn't evolving with the rest of the league.
But bro, he won. He won in the 90s. He won in the 2000s. He won in the 2010s.
That was luck.
Hell no.
All right.
Hell.
All right.
Come on, luck how? How was it luck?
Well, number one, they should have won twice. Mm-mm. They should have won twice. But Kawhi was terrible at free throws. And what they did in game 7 was a shame by saying, we're going to let LeBron beat us with 3-point shots, mid-range shots. And LeBron did just that.
Yeah, but LeBron just had that confidence though after winning game six in that fashion. He just had that confidence. Like you just, and then you in Miami, it was a bad scenario, if you ask me.
Well, and he knew after losing to Dallas, after winning against OKC, he can't lose against the Spurs again. That's the team that swept him.
Right.
And they did some funny shit, you know, sending the bus late to the hotel, turning off the hot water. Like, that nigga was mad about shit that you would just normally deem as home court advantage. You know what I'm saying? Home court advantage, we're going to fuck with you as much as we can. Yeah, don't have no hot water in the visitor showers. That's just normal home court advantage shit. But this nigga looked at J.J. Redick and the rest of the gang and was just like, I took that personally. Why we can't? I can't take a hot shower? Don't worry about it. I'm going to empty the clip. And niggas is looking at LeBron like, what do you mean you're going to empty the clip, bro? You going to take that headband off? No, I'm not taking the fucking headband off, bro. I'm emptying the fucking clip.
He definitely did that. I ain't gonna cap on that. He definitely did that. But I'm just saying though, like, bro. For one, I don't think the Spurs go back to back finals. I always say this. Like, so they would have been 5-0. Duncan would have been 5-0 undefeated in the finals, which would have been probably more impressive than me at 5-1. It would have been. You know what I'm saying? Like, being undefeated is like, where is that? You feel me?
It's overrated.
It's not overrated, bro. It's far from overrated, bro.
And only it's niggas, overrated because
who did it? Who MJ. Don't undefeated? Yeah, cheese ass.
Your favorite?
Yeah, the GOAT.
Not the GOAT. The GOAT in his era.
The motherfucking GOAT, man.
In his era.
Motherfucking GOAT, man. Get no bad. Getting up, man.
Going undefeated doesn't, well, going undefeated in the finals, it just doesn't tell the whole story. That's my whole issue with it.
Why it don't, though?
Because that's just finals appearances. And that's all niggas keep saying. Jordan went 6-0. Jordan went 6-0. Yeah, he went 6-0. I promise you. It's a great, hang your hat on that. Hang your hat on this nigga going 6-0.
Why shouldn't you hang your hat on that though? To a degree,
no.
It's not the only reason why he the GOAT, but it's definitely the cherry on top, G.
But add context to it, because when niggas say he went 6-0, they're making it sound like he only played 6 years in the NBA. Nobody, when they say he went 6-0, nobody talks about how this nigga couldn't win a playoff series without Scottie Pippen. Nobody ever says that.
Oh, my God.
Nobody ever says, yo, you know my son was in the league for 8 years before he went 6-0? Did you know my son was in the league for 6 years after he went 6-0? 4 years after he went 6-0. Did you know that?
It was 2 years.
Whatever. It was a bad 2 years. I don't even think he made the playoffs one of them years. He
didn't make the playoffs no year.
Either. So that's what I'm saying. Nobody ever talks about that. They just say 6-0.
They do though.
6-0. 6-0.
Who you talking about is the casual Jordan fans, right? And don't get me wrong, like the casual Jordan fans that's their only argument. He never lost. It to me, no matter what you say, though, it is a big argument. No matter how you chop it, it is a very big argument. He did not never lose. When it mattered most, he was that guy to get it done. Undefeated, bro. Like, that guy that matters. Nobody else is undefeated, bro, but Jordan.
But add the context.
What is the context, though?
He's undefeated in the finals.
Nobody.
Out of blank amount of playoff. At a blank amount of times that he made the playoffs, He's right? undefeated in this many finals.
Okay, so he's
at that part.
He played 15 seasons.
Cool.
He went to the finals 6 times.
Cool.
So that means he spent at least 40%, 39% of his career in the finals.
Cool.
Okay.
But we at least have spoken about the times that he made it to the playoffs or didn't make it to the playoffs and didn't make it to the finals. Like, that's the shit that's important.
Okay. It is important.
What 6-0 in the finals just makes it sound like my son played 6 seasons.
But every time he lost to a better team.
No.
Yes. Yes.
So the Pistons team was better than him before he went in the gym, before he got little roids, before he fucking punched Steve Kerr in the face. The Pistons was better than them.
Steve Kerr wasn't even on them teams when they played Detroit, bro.
No, I'm sorry. Paxson, because he did kick it off to Paxson in a crazy game winner. Ooh.
Yeah, but that was
Jesus didn't make the game-winning play, and nobody yelled at him about it.
That still was later on, bro. Nobody yelled at him because at the end of the day, nobody's blaming. Like, you're trying to do this LeBron shit where they do kind of create this narrative, but like the end of the day, the stats do suggest LeBron is more passive down the stretch of games. Like, it's just what it is.
It's not passive. It's the better basketball play.
Whatever you need to tell yourself.
No, it's not whatever I need to tell myself. Go watch. Go watch some of these games. Go watch some of these clutch moments where LeBron didn't score. Go watch some of them. He's double teamed. He doesn't have the advantage. He doesn't have the angle. And he dishes it to a nigga that's open by 6 feet or more.
That's cool.
And if there's a 6 feet or more closeout, that's you're not just open, you're very open. Wide open.
That's cool. He makes the right play, but I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, like, it is what it is.
That's exactly what it is. Today, we're never gonna moving forward from today, we're never gonna bring up Cheese Eyes.
Oh my god.
And the real GOAT in the same conversation. I'm only comparing LeBron and applying LeBron's legacy next to a Magic Johnson and his Isaiah Thomas type of legacy. Because those two would make the best basketball play, and it's not about them. Cheese Eyes should only be compared to Kobe. Kobe stole his moves. Kobe remixed his classics. Kobe did everything that Jordan did, and I still think Kobe did the shit better. Kobe did the shit cooler.
It's still about that's called evolution. That's called, like, obviously, like, you know what I'm saying, like, the game has evolved. So, yes, certain things Kobe made look more fluid, more, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But at the end of the day, far as it, when it pertains to Jordan, bro, like, it's not that you can't compare with LeBron. Like, I don't care. If your style of play, however you play the game, if it works better than another motherfucker, especially Jordan, like, if I can just truly say that, I would. Because that'd be impressive as hell, and I wouldn't be able to deny it. I don't think the way he plays the game is better than what Jordan has done. I don't. It's just that simple. I don't think the way Magic played the game was better than what the way Jordan played the game.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You know that's crazy, right?
How is it crazy?
Not better.
Please tell me how I'm crazy.
So you don't think Kobe played the game better than Jordan? Mm-hmm. Is it because he didn't go undefeated in the finals?
Is part of that. It's because, like, in the reason why he didn't go undefeated in some of these finals is because he didn't play particularly well in some of these finals.
No. Yeah. When Kobe lost finals
against Detroit, he played like shit, bro.
So yes, No.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes, bro.
Let's not get crazy,
bro. He played.
I think I put the Detroit loss in the finals more on Shaq not being prepared, Shaq being banged up and forced to come back and play, niggas having a washed up Karl Malone.
Karl Malone didn't even play.
He did play against the Pistons.
Oh, he did. He was hurt.
No. He played because Ben Wallace hoed that nigga. I remember Ben Wallace hoeing that nigga saying, because Karl Malone looked like he had fucking 20 more pounds of muscle on him. And I was like, oh, that nigga came ready to fucking out-rebound Ben Wallace. And Ben Wallace, musty ass, was all over this nigga Karl Malone. Gary Payton. Didn't look like Gary Payton. And Rip Hamilton had that nigga running fucking cardio.
Yeah, he played. He missed the game.
One.
Yeah, he missed the game.
I mean, it was a sweep, right? Or a gentleman's sweep.
Gentleman's sweep. But Kobe averaged 22 points, bro. Like, that ain't gonna cut it, bro. On 38.
Yeah, because when you know you don't have to put bodies on Shaq like that. When you can put Roscoe on Shaq.
Man, Shaq, you know, averaged 26 and 10.
Yeah, but Shaq was averaging 32, 34, 36 in the prior series against the Nets, and the fucking Pacers.
That's a whole year you talking.
But that's wear and tear on Shaq. Shaq wasn't ready. He showed up. And they sold him a bill of goods that wasn't right. Yo, we got Karl Malone, so you don't have to do that much this year. And Karl Malone was nowhere near the fucking athlete at that age and with his fucking skill set that Shaq was. And Karl Malone was coming into a new system, triangle offense. All this nigga Karl Malone knew his whole life was pick and roll with Jerry Sloan. Karl Malone couldn't even fucking read, bro. I still don't think the nigga can read today. And Karl Malone, you can die today.
You done.
With your cowboy boots and your fucking middle school roster. Like, you can die today, Carlos Malone.
Karl Malone went on shit, bro. None of these motherfuckers was on shit, bro. I'm gonna just keep it 100. They was done.
I mean, it was still the core. Well, no. Derek Fisher was gone.
Oh, he was there?
Derek Fisher was there? I thought he went to Golden State. Was that the year after?
The year after he left, though.
Oh, okay. So, Derek Fisher, Gary Payton, Kobe, Sasha Vujacic.
No, fuck no.
No Sasha?
Hell no. You had... Kobe, Shaq, Derrick Fisher, Devin George, Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Mevin Danko, Kareem Rush, Luke Walton, Rick Fox, Brian Cook, and Byron Russell.
That's not crazy to you?
What?
That lineup, that starting cast.
Them niggas didn't even play. Most of them niggas didn't play like that.
Yeah, just you went to the well too many times.
Kobe and Shaq played the most. They played 200 plus minutes. Nobody played more than 160 minutes outside of Gary Payton.
Rasheed Wallace was terrorizing these niggas. Rip Hamilton had Kobe, niggas gassed.
Karl Malone was hurt. Kobe didn't play the great, but get back to what I'm saying though, like. Bro, what hurt a lot of niggas against Jordan, bro, is that no matter what you say, bro, like, you could bring up the Wizards years, them count, cool, whatever. Like, he was 40 years old. He came back, played basketball. Like, nobody realistically thought Jordan was a top 10 player or anything like that. So, like, to hold him to the standards that he was producing when he was a young man is crazy. It's like, it's just insane, bro.
But so, aren't you doing that against LeBron?
No, nobody's doing that.
You're not holding LeBron to the standards that he had as a young man?
I'm going to say,
I remember you counting that sweep against the Spurs in his, what, third, fourth year in the league? You count that against them.
No, I don't.
It's yours.
I don't even talk about
LeBron. You want to see a dead body?
Yo, that's stupid. I don't even talk about LeBron first 7 years like that, bro. Like, to be honest, I'm not one of them niggas that, like, I don't, like, I ain't gonna say I don't appreciate it, but I'm not one of them motherfuckers that, like, slander, like, oh, he should have did this, he should have did X, Y, and Z. Like, he did all he could do for the most part. I will say that. He definitely needed some help. He didn't have a legit number two. So I'm not mad about that. That him wanting to leave Cleveland. The fact that he left for Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and the weight. My whole thing is, even though I knew that Miami team wasn't like, quote unquote, like the most well put together team. But when you go team up with a nigga like D Wade at that time, who's a top three, at the bare minimum, top four player in the league, bro, like, and then you fold the way you folded, I just can't never see, like, if that was to happen to Jordan, bro, like, ain't no way he can, like, have a strong claim for the GOAT status, like, because that's an epic failure, bro. The moment you finally get some help, you shrink. Epic failure, bro.
I put some of that on coaching, though. Nobody ever puts that on coaching. One, because you see LeBron coaching today. Like, I've seen a highlight clip of him and Anthony Davis shitting on Darvin Ham every time out. And they did it for the whole season. I'm like, God damn, Darvin Ham. Like, bro, get control of your team. Even the white ball, Austin Reeves. The coach said something to Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves pulled his hand away and said, get your fucking hands off of me.
Bro, ain't nothing Darvin Ham can do, bro. He coaching the fucking GOAT, bro. In today's society, bro, he's coaching an active GOAT. Like, you can't tell this nigga Brian shit, but this my thing. Like, they keep bringing in these first no niggas that ain't never had no coaching experience. Now you got JJ Redick. This shit, ooh, JJ, I pray for you, sir. I pray for you, sir. You had a good career going for you, sir. You was getting that ESPN bag. You got the little podcast shit going. You was getting that little bag, bro.
I love the podcast.
Bro, if this Lakers shit don't pan out, don't let some. Only thing he can hope for, and it's fucked up, he got to hope AD and Bron just hurt. Them niggas hurt. And then they
both of them,
bro. Yeah. It's just, bro. They can't lose. They can't lose games. They pose a win. They can't. It's LeBron and AD. So like, the only thing that's gonna be beneficial for him is to hope that one of them niggas get hurt at this point. I ain't gonna lie to you. Gee, JJ gonna get fired. Ain't no way Brian finna, like, bro, Brian is going to, you're going to see some decline soon. It's coming, bro. It just ain't no way he's going to be able to keep playing the way he's playing. He's going to keep declining little bit by little bit.
Well, I don't doubt that the nigga's going to keep declining. I definitely believe that he's going to keep declining. I think the J.J. Redick hire was fucking damn, like
this shit was dumb.
That was just a bad fucking hire, bro. Like, shit, why you pick my man up? And it looks bad. It looks worse because you're fucking doing a podcast with him. So now it looks like mixed business. It looks like mixed business. Like, yo, you working with son?
Facts.
And now son working with you?
It's like, is this shit like a, you feel me? Like, is it a, I don't know.
Here's my favorite.
Farming industry. You know, it's been really interesting. However, I don't really have a great answer for your question because I really don't give a fuck. Like, honestly, I want to coach the Lakers. I want to coach the team. I don't want to dispel anything. I don't. I want to become a great coach in the NBA, and I want to win championships, and I want my players to maximize their careers. That's all I fucking care about.
And niggas was telling me, yo, JJ smoked the press conference. Nigga, a press conference? You telling me son smoked a press conference? How do you smoke a press conference?
This process has been surreal, to say the least. One of the things that kept coming up during the process with Rob, we kept talking about the word gratitude. And I think that's where I'll start, is just feeling so grateful for Rob, Jeannie, the entire Lakers organization for entrusting me in this position. And I take this responsibility very seriously. I have never coached in the NBA before. I don't know if you guys have heard that. My motivations for doing this, it starts with a very simple foundation of service. I think about the greatest moments, especially towards the end of my career, was about helping players. And so it starts with the desire to serve players, to serve the Lakers organization, to serve our fans. It's also about competition and performance, collaboration, leadership. These are the things that drive me. And they will all be important as I build out my staff.
Bullshit.
As we think about the people we want to draft and get in free agency.
Bullshit.
And as we think about player development, it's all about those things. When I think about the NBA today, you know, the game is evolving, and it's evolving fast. And one of the things...
This nigga shouldn't be a coach, bro. This nigga shouldn't be a coach, bro. But he got a premier job as a coach. And it's crazy. And I don't have no say in this shit, so I don't care. But let me just run down some clips. Brandon Ingram intends to sign a four-year, $208 million extension, $52 million a year with the Pelicans.
Wow.
I hate that. Brandon deserves better than what the Pelicans can give him.
Are you serious, Brandon?
100%. That nigga should be somewhere else, anywhere else. I'd love to see Brandon with the Grizzlies and Ja. I'd love to see Brandon with not the Hornets and Lonzo. I mean, not Lonzo, but the other ball, LaMelo. I think that's a step back. But the Grizzlies is where I really love to see him. Still a small market. but with a better supporting cast. CJ old ass ain't gonna carry you. Zion fat ass ain't finna carry you. He the one in New Orleans. He ain't the one in real life.
I would like to see him go somewhere like Philly or Miami.
I love Miami. I really love Philly. With him, Tyrese, and Embiid, I love that. Speaking of Miami, Jimmy said he ain't signing an extension with Miami. He gonna wait until next summer and go into free agency. I think this is really just a ploy to get more money next summer by not signing the extension this summer. He get the stats up. He can do a little bit of cool shit. So we're not making too much noise over Jimmy. And Jimmy, he not winning the chip. He not winning the chip. And that's okay. He hasn't accepted it yet, but I have on his behalf. OG Anunoby for the Knicks. Shout out to the fucking Knicks. Shout out to the fucking Knicks. The New York Knickerbockers, whatever the fuck that is. 5 years, $213 million for OG. Injury prone ass nigga, but 213 for 5 years. That's great.
They snapped. They trying to build a little unit to be able to match up with Boston.
Yeah, and they got the young bull from the Nets.
Yeah, McHale.
Now, when I originally read this shit, I'm pissed off because y'all been doing so good with your draft picks. Why give up five? Why give up five draft picks
Shorty
for this nigga Mikal?
He been a part of some real drafts.
Listen.
Some real drafts, bro. I mean, not drafts, some trades. Like, some real trades. He done been a part of some real fucking trades.
He's part of the KD trade.
Yes.
So now the KD trade has turned into Bogdanovich, six first-round draft picks, a second-round draft pick, and two other niggas. Like, that KD trade from Phoenix to Brooklyn looks like the best trade in trade history because what they did with the assets that they got. Mikal Bridges looks great on paper to go to the Knicks because you got the Villanova gang. It's Dante DiVincenzo. It's Hart. It's fucking Brunson. Now it's fucking Bridges. Oh my God, that's the whole championship team from Villanova. That's cool, bro.
I ain't never seen four players. I don't even think I ever seen three from like the same program, same team. One roster. I ain't never seen that shit.
And you won't ever see it again because you won't ever see a nigga daddy as a part of the coaching staff that his son plays on. Y'all niggas talk about LeBron being GM. Let's talk about Jalen Brunson's daddy being on the coaching staff, knowing what his son wants, knowing what his son is comfortable with, knowing that the niggas that his son played with college ball, one with college ball, knowing that these niggas ain't no chump in the pros.
But I don't even think Jalen Brunson was the best player on that team.
He was good. He was not the best. I would say it's probably a split between Bridges and, to me, DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
For the Villanova squad. But when you look at them at their pro careers, it's Bridges and Brunson. Hart's 2A. in DiVincenzo's fort. You know what I'm saying? It's 1A, 1B, 2A, and 4. DiVincenzo's the nigga that's fucking shit up. But they still got OG, and they might get Drummond. So I have faith in the Knicks. The Knicks are looking really good. I'm jealous, but I'm not too jealous.
It's tough. I'm jealous.
I'm not too jealous. And listen, I'm gonna tell you what, bro. I can talk some shit up. Me. Talk Young up. Scoliosis. Smothered pork chops.
On a better
one. I was on this podcast a couple weeks ago, and I was sitting here with you, and I was like, yo, I don't see all the hype about Paul George. Yo, is Paul George really like that, or do I hate this nigga because his hairline is aggressive?
Probably just hate that nigga because his hairline is aggressive.
100%.
Nigga like that, though.
No, I don't like the aggressive hairline.
No, but he liked that though. He really.
I can't tell. The nigga don't play more than 50 games a season. I don't know if he's really like that. If I could only show up for 20 hours of work at my job, niggas would probably think I'm really like that. You know what I'm saying?
You stupid.
Yo, you ain't got to do the whole 40, bro. Just do 20. We're not going to expect nothing more, nothing less. I niggas will be like, yo, you know what? Yo, that nigga DJ, yo, he really like that. That nigga be fucking, he be managing people. 20 hours. In the 20-hour clip, yeah, I can manage the fuck out of some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how I get, hey, you know how we do it?
It's yours.
But PG might be coming to the Warriors. 4-year deal. That nigga only wants a 4-year max. That's what he's saying. And I don't like that. I don't like it when you meet a hoe and you know she a hoe. You literally know she's a whore. She has sold pussy.
You fucking whore.
You fucking whore. And when you meet her, she's in the tweener stage. She's not selling pussy no more. And she's also not giving up pussy no more. You've met that, right? Like, you've had that in your life.
Absolutely.
Please tell me I'm not the only one.
Oh, no. You're not the only one. Not at all.
You know what we call that, WAP?
What we call that?
You want to see a dead body?
WAP, 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 WAP. WAP, fuck him up. That's a dead body, bro. Because you're not finna, after everybody done spent the block, you're not finna sit here and make me wine and dine you. Get you flowers. Tell you that you fucking beautiful. Oh, yeah. I don't care about your past. No, bitch. Leroy and every other nigga in the 6-block radius done beat on the first night.
On me.
And you won't even show me pussy. Like, come on. Come on. You picked the wrong time to have a revelation. You picked the wrong time to have a revelation. And now I'm about to leave you where I found you. And that's Paul George to me. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, Warriors are going to win a chip when they get Paul George. No, we not. No, we are not.
I'm not.
Klay gone.
Y'all got to hope Giannis come in some shit.
Huh?
Yeah, that shit over with. Y'all ain't going to win no ring with Steph Curry as the best player no more. That shit did.
Nah, that shit's over.
Yeah.
I think Paul George makes us a better contender than Klay, but that shit over.
Yeah, that shit over. That shit over. OVA. Say OVO.
OVO.
It's over with. It's over with. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That shit disgusting, bro.
Y'all gotta hope Giannis be like, hey, wanted to always play with the greatest shooter ever, Stephen Curry. He's the greatest player on the planet. I'm just graced by his blessing. He blessed me to come here. But I hope some shit like that happen.
Guess what?
Then he give you 35 a game and then just still say Steph the best player in the world.
Like your 92 Christmas is never fucking happening.
If you take your love away from me, I'll go crazy. I'll go insane.
No, baby, no, baby, no, baby. Whoa.
Your problems, baby, and I've got mine. Let's just end it all by putting it together. Yeah. When you say you love me, it don't mean nothing. If you can't, you'll be there like you used to be. Yeah.
I'm searching for the words to make you realize that I really.
Office sports.
I'm like, this nigga just drop these. Hell no. I definitely thought it was.
you thought it was your Drew Hill John?
This nigga. Nah, I thought you was done. Shit. I'm like, this nigga just dropped the whole. You did.
And yeah, look, that's how I like to drop the little, just like Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden dropped a little smoke bomb and did a little 360, and you never seen that nigga in the level again. Wop, you out here. You're out here. Let's talk about dating etiquette.
Let's talk.
Now, I know, because you a nigga like me. So on the first date, you're going to do a little pregame at the crib, right? Take out the pregame jitters, the first game jitters. A little pregame, couple shots, one shot, two shots. You know, if you a heavy nigga like me, 5 shots.
This nigga stupid.
5 shots in the wood. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, I'm nice. Put some lotion on.
In that zone.
and then I walk out the crib. And I'm good for all seasons. And I smell like cocoa butter and whatever cologne I got on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you get to the spot on the first interaction, let's just say y'all meeting at a bar. What's the most amount of drinks on a, let's just say a first, second, or third date? What's the most amount of drinks that you have supplied for the opposite sex?
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. If I, for one, I don't really take chicks to the bars for like first dates, shit like that. Like I don't really like think that's a good environment.
Cause you don't date alcoholics?
Not even that I don't date alcoholics. Like, nah, I don't date alcoholics. Y'all was tricked me. I don't. At least I don't matter, bitch, drinking, but damn, bitch, I don't want you to be no fucking alky. You feel me? But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I mean by the bar, though, like, it's like, bro, like, that just like, if I'm trying to get to know a female, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could see if you like, you know what I'm saying? You a chick I be fucking with from time to time. You like, meet up. Let's meet up. I'm at the bar. Pull up here type shit. I do some shit. I just recently did some shit like that. You feel me? Little chick told me she had the bar. Pull up. I pulled up. You feel me? But like, if I'm setting the date up, bro, I'm not taking no chick to the, like, for a date. I'm not taking it to the bar, bro. Like, we can go to a restaurant that got a bar or some shit like that. And in that situation, bro, like, I don't think more than 3 drinks, maybe, bro. And it depends on what motherfuckers drinking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause like you said, I done already pre-game at the crib. Like, you getting busted, like you finna get that pussy busted at this point. Like, I'm like 3 drinks, gee, I'm already thinking like, yeah, we finna get ready and get up out of here. You ready? You feel me? Like that's my mentality. Like, 3 drinks? Like, bro.
All right, so
girls like to drink that. They like to drink the exotic drinks, some Long Island iced tea or some shit. You feel me? Don't, and depending on how strong the motherfuckers is, like, you gonna be decent.
Bitch. Nah, you not gonna let Shorty drink more than 3 Long Islands?
It depends. Like, if you at a decent ass little restaurant, then you go to the little bar and you just vibe and you just chilling. You know what I'm saying? I done that. Well, like, but then I'm watching the motherfucker, cause like if you is kind of like smacking the motherfuckers, like more likely 2 of them gonna get the average female decent. Like 2 of them motherfuckers, depending on how strong they is. Cause I'm saying more than likely you done had 1 before the food came. You're probably drinking before the food come. So all I'm saying, like, in that type of scenario, bro, cause like, again, I'm not taking no female just strictly to the bar for a first date. Like, I ain't on that. Even though, like, some niggas do say that's a good idea just to see what type of bitch she is, which could be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta do a fit up, see what type of chick she is. Like, cause a nigga gonna walk up on her. More than likely, she looked like something. But I'm just not doing that shit.
Nah, I like the bar. And see, this is where, and this might be an age difference thing, but I like the bar because it's a social setting, but it's also intimate. It's a good balance. I want to see how Shorty act in social environments. If Shorty got super bad anxiety and she in the bar and it's a bunch of people walking in and out the bar and she's fucking turning her head like she got to protect me, bitch, who hurt you? You understand what I'm saying? But also, if we go to the bar and shut out the ski, if we go to the bar and Shorty gets me and her split 11 shots of Hennessy, there's a problem.
Boy, who driving?
Who driving? Nigga, who's getting the felony?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
who's getting a felony? We're going to rob somebody.
That's way too much, bro.
I'm going to tell you right now, after 6 shots of Hennessy, depending on the season, I'm going to turn into Bishop from Juice.
Bro, I ain't here. I swear to God, I probably ain't here 6 shots of Hennessy in damn near 4 years.
Don't do it in the summertime.
I'm not, bro. I'm a changed man, bro. I fuck with tequila. Tequila don't do me like that, bro. That Hennessy, bro, like after 3G, I'm ready to. Three shots of some of double, like a decent double shot or some shit like that, bro. I'm ready. I'm ready, bro. It's cracking.
What the fuck nigga said? Ready for the world. I'm ready for the fucking world. Now, Reposado, five shots of Reposado. I know I'm getting heartburn that night.
The Repo my shit, though. That's all I'm saying.
No, I love it. It just don't love me bike. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love the Repo. It just don't love me bike. After five shots of that, like, two things are going to happen. I'm going to sweat. And I'm going to take you down to Chinatown. And guess what? After that, after I beat that thing up and I fall asleep, what I need you to do in your little queen size or your twin size bed queen, I need you to prop them pillows up for me because a young nigga gets acid reflux. I need you to prop them pillows up for me.
I need you to do that.
I need you to turn that ceiling fan on for a nigga. Because if you ain't turning that ceiling fan on for a nigga and propping me up with them pillows, you ain't got no future with me, queen. I need you to like, comment, and subscribe to the pod, queen, after I beat that thing up.
Because I'm going to beat that thing up.
17 minutes dedicated for you, young lady.
I'm dead.
Put that bonnet on. I don't care if it's the stinky bonnet. And just remember that the world is yours.
Javier Jones and the Frontline.
In your face, I'm about to be with my crew.
DJ World Premiere, the world is yours.